الرحمن الرحيم. Most respected teachers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I pray and hope this message reaches you all in the best of health and iman. The main reason for today's message is the revision and the exam period ahead. Revision wise, we have already done quite a bit of revision this year. Children are at home, there is no school, so they have more opportunity for revision than normal. So I just wanted to mention that let us grab hold of this opportunity and make them do the best revision possible. There are no excuses. If we can make them firm and strong, then inshallah, this will be a better foundation for their next year. When it comes to the actual exam, we have two options. The first option is what I am more inclined towards, because it will make the job of the teachers much more easier, inshallah. And there is a website called Kahoot, K-A-H-O-O-T. And it is a quiz website. It is a website used in educational institutes as well. And I have been looking at it, and there are a lot of positives in using it. And we can, inshallah, use this going forward as well, once madrasa opens as well. It is a very simple to use, yet very effective way of making children, or getting to know how much children actually know. So it is a multiple choice question website. So one of the teachers created a screen video, so running you through what you need to do. So I will send that with this clip, inshallah. So what you will need to do is you need to make the quiz first. So you type your question. There will be four options. The right option, you put a tick next to, and then you put the four options. The way to do it is give two answers which are quite similar, and then one which is 50-50, and then one which is obviously wrong. So with that, you can set a timer for each question. So when you're setting the timer for each question, what you need to keep in mind is how long will the child take to read the question. Thereafter, how long will the child take to look at the four options, and then how much thinking time should the child need, because the question and the answer is in front of them, so they shouldn't need too much time. And the time you set should be in a way that the child does not get enough time to go to the kitab, open the kitab and look for the answer. That is a trick to using this website, that it eliminates the cheating factor. So what we need to do is we need to look at that. For example, in the clip that has been the video clip, the question is that who was the first prophet? So who was the first prophet? Maybe 5 seconds to 10 seconds to read that. And then to look at the four options: Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Yusuf alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. So there are four questions. So it may take maybe 5 to 10 seconds to read that. And then maybe 5 more seconds. So for this question, maybe 25 to 30 seconds should be enough. So we set that as the timer. So now the child needs to complete that particular question within that 30 seconds time. So this way, what it does is they need to know the answer immediately. It needs to be strong. And with that, they won't check in the kitab and look for the answers. Each clip, it has a music in the background. The way around that, what we have looked at, is if you upload your own video, there's a section where you can upload a picture, upload different files. So you can upload a basic video. If you upload a video, then the sound of the video will take place in the background. So it takes away the music. There's no way of switching the music on and off. So we have made a small video. It has the Masjid Furqan logo in it. And there will be a very small nasheed in the background. So when they actually start the question, that nasheed will play. And then there will be a little timer when they press the choose the answer or something like that. And then if it is right, they will know immediately. If it is wrong, they will also know. The next important part is that because it is a quiz, it is done in table format. So every question they answer, they will know comparatively to the rest of their classmates where they stand. Are they at the top? Are they at the bottom? Are they in the middle? Now, with the name of the child, what will happen is we don't want other children, parents, to see how other children are doing. But there is no way of switching this off, and we want parents to see how their own child is doing comparative to other children. So what we will do is we will provide each child with a username or a nickname, which is what is, you don't have to put their real name, you can put a nickname. So we can devise, I will inshallah give guidelines what the best method, it could just be a code, it could be a number, it could be some letters and a number. Maybe the simplest, we just give them each an exam number, and they need to use that number inside when they enter, and then we will know which number represents who. So this way that each parent will know how the child has done compared to other children while the child is doing the exam, and at the same time it will keep the information of other children private as well. Inshallah, the reason why I want to use this is that teachers will not need to mark it then. The time will be taken to prepare, but there will be no time required to mark, because it will give you the results itself. So the first exam you will need to do in your own time. The second exam, what will happen is, because during madrasa time the children will be busy answering these questions, you can use madrasa time to prepare the next day's exam. Teachers shouldn't find it too difficult, and inshallah it will be a good way. And you will see, once you have used it, it will be a good thing for the future, that what the children have covered this week, give them a task on the weekend. On the weekend, go onto this link and complete this quiz, and then you will get to see that how well the children actually know the subject. Have they understood it? Haven't they understood it? So it will be a good thing going forward, inshallah. One final point before I end is that, just to get used to using this, during this revision period, maybe give them a few random tests. And one thing I forgot to mention is that you will need to copy a link. It is in the video, to this actual quiz that you prepare. So if you prepare a quiz on Tariq, it will be your own personal quiz, which will be logged in through your personal email account. So you will copy the link that they provide you at the end, and that link then needs to be sent via WhatsApp to all of the parents. So that link will be used for them to then log on. We will set a date and time that it can only be used on that particular date and time. But once you, for the beginning, look through the video and have a go at making a few general knowledge quizzes. Send it to the children, see how they get on with it, get feedback from them. So you get an idea. So they need to be used to it before the exam. You need to be used to it before the exam as well. Like I said, it needs to be username based. Don't use it with the child's real name. The children and parents need to be strictly told that do not let the children use the real names. It needs to be a username. Inshallah, this will benefit us. Inshallah, any questions, please feel free to send me your question. Sorry, the second option was using Google Forms. So in Google Forms, children can actually write down the answer. It will be sent to you by email. But then you will need to actually then take time out, mark it, give the results out to the children. This way, they will get immediate results. It will be much more easier, inshallah. What we do with the results, inshallah, I will inform you in the coming days. We still have 1 or 2 weeks. So in that time, I will inform you. Inshallah, any further question, like I said, please feel free to tell me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.